Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann, and with me is Kush.
Hello.
Yes, it's just the two of us, and this will be a short show.
Yeah, if you survive it.
Yeah. I cleared my throat. I feel a little better now. I sound a little better, I think.
You definitely sound better.
So, but yeah, buddy, it's been a while since you've been on here, seems like.
Yeah, it has been. It's been a while since we've had a show, too. A month now.
That's a bad thing about doing a show every 2 weeks. If you miss one show, it's a month.
I was thinking about doing something really small, just to put something up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was already Christmas, and I was like, nah, forget it.
Yeah, it was like, so what happened last week was our last episode. Me and Corey were here to record, and the program that we used to record, CallGraph, which was doing great, suddenly Skype updated on me, and for some reason, it just poof, just quit working because it wouldn't. And I went to their website, and they're like, "Yep, we don't know how to fix it. So for right now, you guys will have to find another program to use." And they gave luckily they gave a list of stuff that they would recommend that worked. So kudos to CallGraph because they could have just been like, "F you guys," you know. But I didn't have time to fiddle with things because even though my role playing game had canceled, I still had to meet a lady friend, and that is going well, so, yes.
Which is great.
Yes. We will see how that continues to go.
So, hopefully great.
Hopefully great.
Greater than Frosted Flakes.
They're great. Yep. So, this is terrible already.
Who cares? What do you expect?
Yeah.
I am the king of bad jokes, because I love them.
So yeah, that was my 2 weeks ago, and like I said, I didn't have time to fix the problem, and I fixed it later in the week, and I just didn't really feel like putting together a show, because I didn't know if Corey would be available, because it was Christmas Eve the next time that I was off, so I knew that would be hard to get anybody to do a show on Christmas Eve, so
yeah.
We didn't have anything, but we're here this week, and we got a few things to talk about, guess, kind of.
Yeah.
The outline is all messed up, so we're gonna get to
what
we've
Who
been
cares
playing.
About that?
But I know Kush and I have been playing Alien Isolation. I picked it up on Xbox One and sold off my copy of the PS4 version. I'm really trying to liquidate my PS4 version since I never play my PS4 anymore. So,
oh
yeah, it's sad, isn't it? That's where I was all about it. Now nobody got it but me and Steven. So I had to.
I'm just waiting for like a price drop, significant price drop,
and something good to come out. I mean, there's some things that are, I don't know, I just their exclusives have been lacking for me, you know, this year. So
yeah, I mean, the main exclusives that they have that are of interest are the indies.
Mm-hmm.
That's it,
right.
Really. I would really like to play PT. Even though I'd probably stop after like 5 minutes and be like, "Nah, I'm good."
I don't know. Come that on. Game to me, that is not scary. That is.
The I'm a baby.
Bunch of crap.
I'm the person who got scared at the menu of Slender.
I don't think PT's that scary, and I don't think it's that good of a demo either. I don't know why people like it so much. I think it's bullshit, stupid crap. It's a fucking Hall Simulator 2014. Fucking game. Anyway.
It's not a game. It's a playable teaser.
Yeah, playable tease my ass.
I bet you want that to happen.
Oh, shut up. Dude, that was coming out after I said that. But, so, let's talk a little bit about Alien Isolation.
You're probably further than me. Because I haven't played it again in a while. Because
you
haven't had time.
Alien?
No, I haven't had time to just focus on a game. And that's the kind of game where I can't be doing multiple things.
Right.
I have to be focused on it, and I haven't had the time to do it. So I haven't even met the alien yet.
I do
think that I'm probably a few hours in, and I think that the game really does a great job with atmosphere.
Because
of the lighting, and especially the sound design. The sound design is fantastic.
Well, I will tell you this, since you haven't met the alien or anything yet. When you meet the alien and when it's getting closer to you, the music ramps up, and it's just, it's excellent. That game has excellent atmosphere and sound design. I'm a little further now than I was when I first started it, but they also added a novice mode, And that's how I started playing it after a little bit, because to me, that game is so frustratingly hard because of the long... I don't like redoing the same thing over and over again. It's why I don't really care for games like Dark Souls. I want to feel like I'm making progress, and it's too easy in this game to go 30 to 40 minutes without a save point in between and die because you make one simple mistake. So I feel like by putting it on Novice, the alien's not as aggressive, because when you do meet the alien, it really is annoying because you'll run and hide in the locker or something, and then it'll come in the room after you, and it'll look around, and then it'll look around again, and then it'll step out of the hallway, and you're thinking, okay, it's going away, and you'll step out of the locker, and all of a sudden it'll come back in the room and kill you because you obviously made a move and it heard you. So it's stuff like that's really annoying in games like this, because I don't really want to have to repeat long chunks of 20 minutes of, oh, go here, hit this switch, now run over here and hit this switch, and hope that the alien doesn't catch you before you can hit that generator button. You know, it's kind of, that kind of stuff's really annoying, but I think the game's really good. It's just, I don't know if it's for everybody, and I'm really anxious to see Kush play it to get to the alien stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'll probably then just stop playing.
Yeah.
I feel like the scariest game that I played through would be something along the lines of Condemned, because there were scary moments in that, but it wasn't, I mean, you still were able to defend yourself, but, so that's the thing about these kind of games, is that it's just like, when I can't defend myself in any way, and all I can do is just run and hide and hope that I can get away that way, I'm just like, oh, what the hell's the point?
Well, I will tell you there's some cool stuff in this game, though. Like, you get, like, noisemakers and pipe bombs and stuff, because you're dealing with other humans, too, that are out to kill you occasionally.
And the androids.
And the androids are fucking bitches. I can't stand them fucking things.
I heard there's a part in that where it's kind of broken in that it's really, really difficult. Mm-hmm. And then the way to just get through it is to just run, like sprint through a mm-hmm. section and just do everything, which is
sad. That's probably the early area. That sounds pretty early, like that early section there when you're dealing with them, maybe. I don't know. I did find out, though, that it's really cool to use the alien to take out your threat sometimes, because I had a situation where there's a bunch of guys with guns. And I'm like, well, shit, I can't get through these guys. They'll kill me. But I had a noisemaker, and I knew the alien was kind of walking around in that area, so I threw the noisemaker out to the bunch of them. And when it went off, they're all like, what's going on? What is that? All of a sudden, the alien just dropped down and just mowed them all down. It was excellent. So that stuff like that's really cool. But it does kind of feel cheap sometimes, because it seems like the alien can jump up through the vents and stuff and get to areas where it shouldn't be. And no way for it to have gotten into that room except for coming through the vent, so it seems kind of cheap that way. But other than that, man, it's pretty cool.
It's a lot better than, what, Colonial Marines was the name of it?
Yeah. But it's weird playing an alien game and realizing that how dated those movies are and the technology in those movies, because they did a real good job in this game of making it look like the movies, but at the same time, you're like, God, we're like, this is obviously an alternative future or whatever, because their technology is so far behind ours, it's ridiculous. It's really weird.
Yeah. The visuals and all that are really good, too, in terms of just keeping that kind of oldish look to it.
Right.
The only thing I have an issue with is that the character models, their faces are so, it's like old Uncanny Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like it looks so close that it's disturbing. It's that
right.
It's like the Polar Express back in those days when everything just looked really, really freaky.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, there's some frame rate hiccups and stuff in the game that weren't I didn't notice in the PS4 version when I was playing that one. So it's kind of it's definitely noticeable in some areas.
PS4 the win.
But you know, it is what it is. It's not like it's bad all the time or anything. But they are noticeable if you'd play them side by side. So, but did you get to try the Halo 5 beta?
No, because okay. I really don't care.
The
most exciting thing about anything Halo related is that we the people who played whatever the Halo Master Chief Collection before December 19th will be getting ODST for free, which is still to me the best Halo campaign.
Yeah,
I have, but I haven't. I played 1, 3 and ODST, some of 2, some of Reach, none of 4.
So you didn't play any of 4, huh? Well, 4 is not, I don't think that's great, so.
But like, ODST to me is, like, leaps and bounds ahead of the other Halo games.
Right. Yep. I liked ODST. But, anywho. So, but you have played the Master Chief Collection, then?
I just dabbled in it to see. I, like, went through the various games just to see what they look like now and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Yeah, shame that game still doesn't work like it's supposed to.
But, yeah, it's just crazy.
Let's see here.
What'd you think of the beta?
it's just like
skipping right over. Well, did you play it?
Yeah.
No. Okay, then.
I did play
it. I know I'm talking about you asking me if I played it, and I say no, and they're just like, okay, moving on.
Well, we're trying to do the what we've been playing, so, you know, I was kind of like, I didn't know.
Well, we don't need as much of a structure.
Yeah, we'll try to do this structureless here. I did play the Halo 5 Guardians beta, and I did like what I played. It really does feel like a faster-paced version of Halo. It plays more like the modern shooters now, too, but still has that Halo feel to it. I only played like the beta that was released, like the first part of the beta or whatever was released for the people that were in the preview program and all that early. So there was 2 maps that they had. One of them was based off that spaceship map from that they added to Halo 2, which I never really cared about. And then the other one was just another random map. But I thought it played really well. It was really fast and really fun. And
how does it look?
It looks awesome. It runs at like 60 frames a second. So it looks amazing. And it worked pretty much every time I played it, which is more.
I'm going to go ahead and say I don't like it only because I think the name is stupid. They don't need that Guardians. Just call it Halo 5.
Well, you know, we kind of... I don't know. I like when they add extra words to it. Yeah, but I think it is dumb when you say, like, Halo...
Doesn't make any sense. Well, then just call it Halo Guardians. Is it Halo 5 or is it Halo 5?
Well, I think the Halo reason Guardians? Why it's called Halo 5 is because it's Master Chief. And if Master Chief's in the game, it's a numbered series. But I also think that, from what I understand, you play as Master Chief, and at some point you'll be playing as somebody else, too.
That's stupid.
So,
then why they should call it Halo 5 / Halo Guardians.
Now you're being ridiculous.
No, I'm not. Because if it's half one game, half another, then it deserves a / not a colon. I got a colon for them, and I'm going to spray something out on their faces.
Oh, good God. But I've been seeing you playing a lot more Far Cry 4.
Yeah. It's just a fun playground. I don't really care about the story. I think I can't remember a lot of the complaints about the story, but I just find all the characters annoying. And I don't think there's any kind of really emotional bits to it.
Uh-huh.
As they're, like, those are the surprising parts of Far Cry 3, that some of the emotional bits I actually hit. Not with your character, but with, like, your
friend.
I think it was especially your ex-girlfriend or whatever, there were like moments where it's like, oh my god, why is this so serious? This is weird. Pagan Min, is that his name?
Yeah, Pagan
Min. He's great, you know, but of course, as everyone's already said, he's not in it nearly enough.
Right.
The one thing that really annoys me, though, in terms of the story is that, you know, how you have your 2 different main, whatever, people to support, and you could pick, there will be certain missions where you pick one or the other.
Right.
And then when you finish that mission, and then eventually you'll go to the one you didn't pick to, like, do some more missions, whatever, they always fucking bitch me out, and that annoys the shit. I mean, like, I did shoot them in the head once, and then it was like, mission failed, and I had to start over. Because it just annoys me. It's like,
I think you'd actually talked about that last time you were on, when we were talking about Far Cry 4, and you said that same thing.
God. Stupid idiots.
I did figure out, though, how you beat the game in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
I almost did that just to see if it would happen. without knowing that it was a thing. But then I was like, I don't want to wait that long.
So to people that, you know, they probably, it's probably been spoiled, but apparently when you show up at this location or whatever, you talk to Pagan Man, and he's like, he goes away. He says, I'll be back in a little bit or something. And so if you just wait there for 15 minutes, he comes back and he takes you to where you're going to dump the ashes and the game's over. So I thought that was pretty cool, but I have not done it yet, but I think there's an achievement for it. So it may be
something. I'm sure there is.
But yeah, I think it's a fun game.
It's just a lot of fun. And like, I've been spending most of my time just going around doing collectible things or not really paying attention to the main story, going after upgrading my character to as max as possible. Love the bow.
Honey badgers are a bitch.
They're not that bad. I don't think they're super bad.
I think they're worse than any other animal in that game. They're so... I can kill a tiger. Now,
the ones I find annoying more so than any other one, if you get them pissed... No, the rhinoceroses.
Oh, God.
They are... Because they will get... I don't know if it's just you have to be in their vicinity, but they just get pissed at me for doing nothing. I figured they might be a little bit nicer or whatever, but then I'm just like, I see them, you know, a little bit in the distance, and I'm just going doing my business, and then I just get like smacked to the ground. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then, I mean, they're fast, so you have to like, you know, quickly change to a rocket launcher or something and get rid of them quick, or you have to find a tree to just do that. The stupid, oh, we're just gonna run around this tree for a while I shoot at you. That's the best way to take away, to take out the bigger animals like bears. You find a tree and just go around in a circle and constantly shoot them in an arrow until they're dead.
Yeah, I haven't had too much trouble with bears, but
I haven't because they're in forested areas, so it's easy to find obstacles.
Yeah,
but rhinos are just sons of bitches.
Me and
Corey. I mean, you get in a car and they still flip you over. It's like, whatever, it's a waste.
It is fun being on an elephant, though.
Yeah, the first time I did that, it was like, this is fun.
And the gyrocopter is pretty fun too.
And I don't know, man. Elephants must be able to take a shitload of damage because I've never had one die on me.
Apparently, I don't know if they can die. I don't know. Well, no, Steven
said something. They have to be able to die.
Steven said something about that the other night, that originally they were supposed to be invincible because they didn't want to bring up all the negative connotations from killing elephants. But then
they don't want to have the negative connotations of killing elephants, but you can go kill tigers and kill bears and rhinos and just skin them all.
But I think when you start killing elephants, people get really pissed off.
That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm more offended by killing a tiger than killing an elephant.
I don't know, man. Elephants are really friendly. Not really. I don't know. I've never been an elephant. Never seen an elephant. Except at the zoo. They always seem friendly, though. Tiger wanted to eat my mom. So, you know, they were watching.
Tigers are the most beautiful animals on the planet.
Yeah. Maybe.
I believe that anyone who is,
I think the female,
anyone who has killed a tiger, who poaches a tiger, deserves the death penalty.
I think the human female is the most beautiful creature of all, but I'm just saying, elephants are not.
It's a toss up. I mean, tigers are pretty damn sexy.
I don't know. I don't know. Just saying.
I don't know. Frosted Flakes, they're great.
They're great.
Don't me. A tiger.
I did play some Forza Horizon 2. I picked that up.
It sounded like you said Forest. Forest Horizon 2.
Yeah,
I'd play that game.
Forest Horizon. It's all it is you're just
climbing, no, it's
climbing
not,
up a hill.
No, you're not driving. You're all playing different painted versions of Forrest Gump, and you're running instead of driving. You're just running across America.
Forest Horizon 2. That's oh man.
I want that game.
Your finger would be really sore because you know if it's running, you're gonna be.
No, you would be using Kinect. You'd have to run.
Oh god, I'm out.
There's a co-op mode where one person has to run and the other person just says "Run, Forrest, run!" over and over and over and over again.
Oh, that's really annoying. This program, apparently after 20 seconds or after 20 minutes, it tries to stop recording, and you have to hit the button to continue to record.
Awesome.
This is going to be excellent.
Well,
I'm sure there's a way to fix it, though.
Recording is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Except with a box of chocolates, you know exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get fucking chocolate. I hate that line so much.
I think that's
it's so stupid.
I think that's the joke, man. That's the joke.
Idiot.
It's the joke, man. You got the jokes. But Forza Horizon 2, I played a little bit. I really am enjoying it for what it is. I need to go in and tweak some settings. Hotcakes Man had told me some settings to tweak to make it play a little easier. But, you know, I'm doing pretty good at it here and there, you know, just doing the low-level races. And I've ran into your character. In fact, you T-boned the shit out of me the first race. After I came out of a race and was going to go to another event, you came out of nowhere and just T-boned the fuck out of me.
That's what I like to hear.
So, I'm interested to see how my Drivatar drives now, because I drive a lot better than I did in the beta or the demo. So I'm sure I'm not just like Corey has a video of me just like had run into a tree and I'm just sitting there gunning it while I'm running into this tree. So I'm very interested to see how my Drivatar is doing
you
now.
Just reminded me that I've played the crew. Not in a while, but I did play a bit of it.
Oh, did you play the beta or did you play the full game?
Full game.
Oh, okay. I'm interested to hear that because Steven's been playing it. He seems to really like it.
It's not a great game or anything, but I still enjoy it. What it reminds me of a bit, not exactly, but it sort of makes me feel like it's the fuel of this generation.
That's exactly what Steven said.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I think you were in the fuel too, right?
Oh, yeah. We are all in the fuel.
Yeah. Which is just like this, like, we know it's dumb, and there's a lot of empty space, nothing to do, but there's just something mindlessly fun about being able to drive in this fairly large environment and doing things every now and again. So, yeah. I mean, it's not the best game. I don't think it's the worst game. I did have some issues with like connecting and stuff at the beginning. I'm sure I would hope that stuff is all fixed now, but yeah, it wasn't that bad. I had enough fun with it.
Huh. Well,
I'm sure it'll drop in price fairly soon though, so everyone should just wait on that.
Yeah. I really think you should play Forza Horizon 2 if you not you. I know you've played both, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I played the demo of Forza
Horizon
2.
Okay, well.
I have it. Still wrapped.
If you're going to play a racing game, I definitely recommend Forza Horizon 2. But hearing that it's like fuel from two people is like, man, maybe we should play that. Because we played a hell of a lot of fuel back in the day. Because we talked about it for like 3 or 4 shows. We talked about it so often that people begged us not to ever talk about it again.
Way too much fuel.
And here we are talking about it again.
That was my first thought when I started playing it. Like, in like the first 10 minutes, I'm like, "This might be the new fuel."
What's really hilarious though is I was listening to Cheapy D and Wombat talk about it, and they're like, "You're driving through Queens and you're driving through farmland," and I'm like, "What?" Because you know there's no farmland in Queens.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of goofy in that kind of way where it's like, okay, you're supposed to be driving through all these areas, but they're not really those areas
because it's impossible.
So,
there's no way they could have done it.
But you'd think they would at least have done a little better job of like putting farmland in Queens, you know? I guess they're like, we got to have New York in here. But instead of just going through upstate New York, nope, we're gonna go right through New York City because that's what people know. And they know about all the farmland that's hidden in New York City. New York City?
Well, everyone knows New York City sucks.
I've never been, so I can't
say. I haven't been either. But they don't have alleys, so their garbage is just all over the street.
Yep. Chicago's a lot nicer looking on TV, at least. Well, in person.
Everywhere.
Chicago's looks better than New York does on TV, I'll say that.
Because
probably smells
better,
too.
Oh, yes, it does.
But none of them hold a candle to Seattle, except for all the homeless.
No, I don't. I don't care for Seattle.
No, I like Seattle.
Of course you did. Too hilly. I don't like it. I don't like that about it. I don't think I would like San Francisco for the same reason.
Right on, right on. So, I played... What else have I played? Oh, we never got your thoughts on Dragon Age, I don't think.
I don't know. I stopped playing after I finished... Well, I probably didn't finish it, but when I successfully romanced Cassandra. It's like... I like the side characters' stories in the game. Don't give a shit about the main story. And I do not enjoy the combat one bit. And the quest, like all the side quests and things to do in the different areas, completely boring. They don't really have any substance to them. It's just like this really, really boring game. They've opened it up, and it just feels empty. I would have preferred if it wasn't as open as it is, because it just feels like they wanted to put in all this stuff, but they didn't put that much time into making it have any kind of real meaning. And I just don't... I'll go back to it eventually just to finish it, but I don't really have much interest in doing so anytime soon.
Well, that's sad, because I'm very the opposite on that game. It was definitely my game of the year this year, and I really liked exploring the area and seeing the stuff that was there, and I liked the combat and how it felt. You're playing a wizard, though, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if that maybe could, since I was being a sword and shield guy, being up there in the combat, I don't know if that...
Maybe, I don't know. Because all I do in combat is just stay back, hold the button, all right, combat done.
Yeah.
That's it.
I kind of want to go back. I've kind of gone back and started a new character and doing it on a harder difficulty. Because that's the bad thing about that game. It has tons of side quests. There's tons of areas to explore. There are areas in that game that I just totally missed because I over-leveled their early parts because I wasn't paying attention to what level. That game really wants to rush you through the story. And, like, at level 16, level 17, you've outranked the story. You can't get even experience or anything. And you can go still back, kill the dragons and stuff like that. But everything in that game... If it's three levels under you, you get no experience for it. Dragons, anything. And that's kind of bullshit, I think. I think if you kill a dragon, you should at least get experience points out of that. Because even fighting a dragon that's three levels lower than you is still difficult as shit. But I really enjoyed that game, and I look forward to... I put 80 hours into it. I could have put more, but I wanted to finish it, and I thought I would go back. But I kind of want to start a new character on a harder difficulty. That way it's a little harder to play. I can get in there and actually explore stuff and feel like leveling up. So, plus there was a really bugged mission. One of the main missions was bugged for me and I couldn't complete it. So, yeah. But
I would really like to see BioWare do something new. Stop. No more Dragon Age after this.
Get
rid of Mass Effect after this next one. Just do something new. Do something new, or give me another Jade Empire.
I'm not no interest in a Jade Empire. I had no interest.
The more I think about it, as more time passes, that may very well be my favorite BioWare game.
Yeah.
And it's super annoying that they've never gone back to it.
Yeah.
And I don't really care, because people are going to keep buying this shit, so it's just going to be the same crap, and they'll. Just BioWare is probably... I can see BioWare during this generation just completely dying.
And I don't know. People say...
If they continue to do what they're doing, they deserve to die.
I don't know. People were complaining that Dragon Age is going to be boring, and it turned out really good for me and just about everybody else.
Dragon Age didn't sell that well, as far as I know. It didn't crack the top 10, I don't believe. Which is good.
Apparently, though, it sold well enough for them. They were pleased with it.
Sure.
But it's so hard in November when you got Grand Theft Auto and Far Cry releasing the same day as Dragon Age. You know, it's really... There were several games that released on that day and that month. That month was nuts. So, then again, half the games that came out in November didn't fucking work. Assassin's Creed Unity still doesn't work, right? Master Chief Collection still doesn't read.
There is no game that was bug-free. I'd say probably the closest was Far Cry on consoles. I heard it, you know, that it was pretty messed up on PC, but I don't think I've ran into any bugs playing it, and I don't think I've heard of much
I've had a little frame rate issues here and there.
Well, that's not really buggy. Nah, I'm talking about things that are just kind of like broken, like Dragon Age, where I'm unable to level up my character and have to start all over, or where I just get a completely different voice and cannot get it, my old voice back, and I'm just stuck with a Brit now. Yeah, things like that are more of a just like, what?
Yeah, the sex scene with Cassandra stuttered all the way through it for me.
The game stutters a lot for me at times where it's just like nobody's doing anything, and then I have to repeatedly press, what is it, X or whatever, to try and get it to go again, and then I miss bits of things, so then I have to reload unless my save wasn't... It auto-saves pretty good enough, so that's I can still load up, but I mean, having to do that is just annoying.
Yeah, I did learn like the stuttering or whatever where it just seems like it hangs up. If you let it sit there for like a minute, it will play all the dialogue, but it takes it a while to load up, and I don't know why that is. I think they fixed it since the last patch, so you should probably, when you try it again, it'll probably work fine after that. But there was a lot of stutter in the Xbox One version with that kind of stuff, so. But, played some Lego Batman 3, which is actually really good.
One last thing about Dragon Age, like at your keep, I wish you could just fast travel directly to all your party members so that you can do your conversation. So I don't want to have to keep, there are like certain ones where it's like, I don't remember which floor this one's on or whatever. It's like, just let me fast travel to these things.
Oh, I mastered that.
I think, I can't remember if it's Cole or something. I don't know. There's like someone who is really annoying to get to.
I bet it's Cullen, because you have to go, he's like in a whole different building, and you got to go outside and cross over the castle wall.
It's like, I don't know which one do I have to go into. I'm like, oh, God.
Cole's easy to get to, because he's in there with Sarah, and they're in that inn, Iron Bull. And by the way, I was shocked to hear the Iron Bull was Freddie Prinze Jr. Did not know that.
Yeah, that was an interesting revelation.
So, and he Iron Bull's character is pretty awesome. Like, just... his talking
notes. He's very good. Favorite still Cassandra.
Yeah, she's really good. I was thinking I was going to hate her because in Dragon Age 2, you know, she was the one that was interrogating Varric. Yeah. I was like, man, she's such a bitch. And but then when you get to know her character, you're like, ah, it all makes sense now.
I love the scar on her face.
Yeah, indeed. So, although what's weird about that game is I played a male character. Played myself in this one, sort of. It looks like Eugene from Walking Dead, but I played a male character, and you only get to romance two characters as a straight male, and it's Josephine and Cassandra. So, which they're both pretty good choices, but I went Cassandra as well. So the scene with Varric and Cassandra with the book, that was amazing.
Yeah. Those are the only two?
For straight characters, I think you can go Iron Bull and...
What are the... dwarf?
No, that's... I'm sorry, when I say male human, that's the only person that you can... Some people don't like certain races.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like Sarah, she will not sleep with anybody that's a human. Or no, I'm sorry. She won't sleep with anybody straight. She's only a lesbian. So it's really weird.
I don't like her.
I like her. I like her jokes.
She annoys me. Because like she reminds me of like the really, like in the real world, the really young activists who just are super stubborn and just feel like, I don't even want to get into that, but her characters, like when she got so pissy when that, you have to go, what, I don't want to get into spoilers or whatever, but there's like one of her missions where you have to go find somebody who was doing something to people that work with her.
Yeah,
I was like, I was prepared to just kick her out of the thing because I was just like, you're nuts.
But I like the breeches. The first time you meet her, she stole all the breeches. So, I don't know.
Lego Batman.
Lego Batman. I picked that up. That game's pretty fun. I mean, it's I like what some of the stuff they've done with this one, because like Lego Batman 2 was really annoying because you had to go find the new outfits and stuff like that, and you had the big open world. This one kind of doesn't have so much of an open world as it does like a hub system, kind of like I guess Lego the Movie did, where it wasn't just like a huge area. I haven't gotten into like a big area because it's all out in outer space, most of it. I mean, I haven't really played too much of it. I've only done like the first two levels or whatever. But in this one, you get outfits, and once you get an outfit, you get to keep it and can switch between it at any time. And each character, you may pick up like a certain outfit for Batman, but also it may be an outfit that works for Cyborg or works for Robin. So it's, you can, and then you can switch between these. So it's like, it's not like, oh God, I got to go find this outfit here so I can do this thing here to get the gold block and stuff like that. So it's really cool. I really enjoy it. I bought a bunch of Lego games this week on Xbox. I bought just about everything.
The Lego games make up for about 20% of all the current gen games.
And they're fun. They're just like good time wasters. I don't know.
Yeah. Lego games are always fun.
So, you know, you might play 20 minutes or, you know, play like at 2 or 3 hours on it. But, you know, hey, I really wish they would add online co-op to these games. It's ridiculous that they don't have it.
It's so funny because it's just funny that they had it and then they got rid of it. And yeah. I don't remember what the explanation was.
Yeah, I don't know maybe because it's Lego games, they don't want to get in the whole territory where it's mostly kids playing it. And
I can't remember if one of the Indiana Jones had online co-op, but the last one I remember having online co-op was the Complete Saga.
Yeah, I think that second Indiana Jones game did have it.
Yeah, I feel like one of those had it, and then that was it.
And there was rumors that one of the Harry Potter games had patched it in, but I never could confirm that, and I don't think it did. But I think there was talk of it. But I think they need to put online co-op in those games because I would play the shit out of those games with friends.
I've been putting my games into these little like sleeve things, these smaller little container things. Uh-huh. And when I was doing that, I realized just how many Lego games there have been. Uh-huh. So many Lego games. it's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, there's, you know, 3 Batman games. There's 2 Harry Potter games. There's, you know, all the fucking Star Wars games.
Just, yeah, but like 3 Star Wars, 2 Indiana Jones, 2 Pirates, Harry Potters, Caribbean. Pirates, Marvel, Batman, movie. That's so cool. Lord of the Rings.
Oh, God, Hobbit.
so many. They need to do a Turtles one. That'd be so good. It'd be the first good Turtles game in a while.
Oh, that would be awesome, but you know it's never going to happen.
Who the hell knows?
I don't know, though. I didn't think never Marvel know. Would. I never thought Marvel would happen either, but it did.
Yeah, you never know.
So, I will say that Batman 3, the bad thing is, though, it's a DC, and I don't care for DC at all, really, yeah. Except for, like, Flash and Arrow and stuff like that, the TV show stuff. So, it's kind of like, I don't know who the fuck the Green Lantern people are, because they're all stupid. Green Lantern's stupid. I don't know, man. I don't like those movies. I don't like that character. It's a dumb idea. So, you know, it's still a good game. It's still a fun game, and it has a decent story. It's sad when the Batman games, Lego Batman games, have better stories than I think the movies do. So, I don't know. But anyway, I also played Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker. This is the little puzzle game that was included in Super Mario Brothers 3D World. And so they made a whole full game of that, and it's pretty fun. It's pretty basically the same concept. You're trying to get through a level, collect the 3 crystals, the hidden item, but it's in a like 3D isometric type world where you got to move the cube around and to look to where you want to go and try to solve these little puzzles. And it's really fun, although it's one of those games that pisses me off when I fuck up a level and I don't get the secondary goal or whatever, the optional goal, and I'm like, God, I gotta go back and do the stupid level, or I can't figure out how to get an item, and it just, it gets on my nerves. But I think it's a very, very good game, especially if you're into those kinds of puzzle games and stuff. So, but, you got anything else to talk about there?
Game-wise?
Yep.
No.
Alrighty. Let's see here. Did Did you see any movies lately? I went and seen The Hobbit last night.
I watched a movie on Netflix over three different periods yesterday and today because I did not like it, so I had to break it into parts. It's called An Invisible Sign, and it's with Jessica Alba, and it's horrible. She plays her father, like, has this nervous breakdown when she's a kid, then gets all stupid, and then she doesn't do anything social. She just stays in, and then her mother kicks her out, and then she becomes a teacher without having a teacher's degree, because she's into math. That's the one thing she really likes, and at some point, she buys an axe and brings it to the school and makes it into a seven, and near the end of the movie, the axe comes down, and there's a whole bunch of crap going on in the classroom, and then one of the kids has the axe, wants to chop off one of the other kids,
what?
And then she slips in a puddle of piss, and the axe goes in Jessica Alba's leg, and then all of a sudden, she's super fine, she's super social, and she has sex and does all this shit for the first time. It's like, oh, everything's great.
That sounds horrible.
Piece of shit movie.
I did watch that documentary on the Xbox, though, the Atari Game Over. That was actually pretty fascinating. Did you watch that?
No. I wanted to. I forgot that it actually came out.
I would definitely... It's not all about the ET cartridge. It's all about Atari itself, and I thought it was pretty well done, actually. You know, it's... They talked to Howard Scott Warshaw, the guy that made that ET game, and it's a good... I really think you should watch that documentary. It's really heartfelt and stuff. So I was really surprised at how well it is, because they go like through how Atari started and the fall and everything, and it's like, wow, that's pretty cool. So yeah, it's stuff that you've probably heard the stories of, but it's good to hear it from like some of the old people that were there when it happened. I highly recommend that. The Hobbit was really good, the third one. It doesn't have much plot wise, but it's really got good action scenes, so I thought it was better than the second one, because I fell asleep during the second one.
Well, once the dragon gets into the second one, I was just bored as hell. I'm like, when is this going to end?
Well, then you'll be happy to know the dragon is like 20 minutes in the third one, and it's over. It's literally like, why wasn't this in the last movie? It's like...
Stupid dragon.
I like the dragon. Dragon was cool.
The dragon's in two movies instead of just one, because they're like, we want to have Cumberbatch in two movies because he's so hot. He's so hot right now.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of him, but I don't watch...
He's fine.
I've never watched Sherlock either, so... But I mean, he was okay in the Star Trek movie and stuff like that, but I don't...
Where he wasn't Khan. But he was.
He was, but wasn't. Alternative universe. But... I don't know. I don't know how he's going to do his Doctor Strange. I don't know. I don't know enough about Doctor Strange.
Did you pick up anything during the countdown to 2015 sale?
Yeah, I picked up, like I said, I picked up most of those Lego games, and I picked up Shadows of Mordor. Hell, I picked up quite a bit of stuff here and there, but...
The Telltale deal,
oh,
for anyone
that.
Who didn't have any of the games for Xbox One... Incredible deal.
Did you pick that
up? Incredible deal. I picked it up. Okay. $11 per game.
That Game of Thrones, I played that. That was excellent.
And it's just, I mean, it's just a ridiculous deal.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if Tales from the Borderlands is any good. I haven't really paid
it's
attention
okay.
to that.
It's not bad.
And I don't really care about Borderlands, but I am more than happy to play through The Walking Dead Season 1. And The Wolf Among Us again, and I'm very interested in Game of Thrones. And of course, I'll play through Tales of Borderlands and probably enjoy it enough, mm-hmm. if not more. I was annoyed. I really wished a few games went on sale that didn't. There's that one that I don't think is that good, so I was surprised that it wasn't on sale at some point. Was that Styx game or something?
Oh, I know. I want
to
play that.
It's like, I'd like to just give that game a shot, but there's no way in hell I'm paying $30 for it.
I heard it was actually good. It got good reviews.
I've heard a lot
Metacritic.
Of people not liking it.
Really? On Metacritic, it got pretty good reviews on the Xbox One version, at least.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much on PC. But, Yeah, but that Game of Thrones game, definitely check that out. So, but TV shows, I don't know, caught up on, Newsroom's over, and it was pretty a big letdown.
Yeah, I forgot I caught up to that, because I watched the first episode, then I didn't watch any, and then I caught up. And the season wasn't terrible, but it was kind of annoying that it, the entire series and the season ended in what was essentially a clip show.
Yeah.
Just like, I was like watching this, I'm like, is this like some lead up to the last episode or something?
Yeah,
like, what is this? What's happening?
Yeah, it was just a weird, like, that last, it's like they didn't have enough, you know, it's like, okay, we're only going to give you guys 6 episodes to finish this up. And it's like, well, what? And so they couldn't even really get into anything. So, yeah. It was weird. I mean, technically it wasn't a clip show. It was just, hey, the behind the scenes of everything that happened before the season really started.
It was kind of a clip show.
Yeah. But,
I mean, half of it was. And then it was like, okay, now we'll give you some more insight into these various things. It's like how everyone got to where they are.
Yeah. Just a weird, weird episode.
That Jim can play a mean guitar.
They all can play a mean guitar, apparently.
Well, he was actually really good when he was in the apartment.
Oh. Yeah. But so, yeah, Newsroom, I finished that up. I finished up Supernatural for whatever, whatever. But I finished up whatever part of the season they're done with. And then I finished Gilmore Girls all over again, all 7 seasons. You need to really watch that.
I watched the first episode, like, I don't know when, and I thought it wasn't that bad. It was funny because the guy from Supernatural is in it. It's like, what? Yeah. All right.
And the funny thing is, his name's Dean in the show.
I know. I was like, whoa, he played the other guy.
But, and so my lady friend Bobby, I gave her my Netflix password because she didn't have Netflix, and she started watching Gilmore Girls. I gave it to her Wednesday night. She's almost to season 3 now. She's been off the last 4 days from work. So she's watched a lot of Gilmore Girls.
Ready to go.
Yeah. So, anyway, I guess we should probably end this stupid shit. We almost got an hour in. Almost. Close.
Did you have to press record again?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
It's still recording, so.
It'd be funny if you didn't remember, and the last 8 minutes were just garbage.
Yeah, it pops up. At least does a good job of popping up saying, hey, dude, you need to hit this button. I've got to figure out how to turn that options off. But all right. Kush, let's get y'all plugs in.
PixelatedSausage.com, of course. On Twitter, I'm at Kush3. Instagram, I'm Kush. Yeah. I mean, you can find everything there at one of those places. Blah, 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 blah.
And I want to plug Steven's podcast, the Double XP podcast. And I guess that's, Sports Car Unleashed, Rich's podcast. So, yeah. Rock on. I feel like this tired and everything, and now I still got to go run a role-playing game today. Yay!
I hope you're role-playing a tired person.
I hope not. I hope I can get off. Excited. Go do this now. Go do this now. Okay. Anyway, that's going to be it for the show. Everybody have a good evening.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Sorry, starting good.